Hello, Saints. So today I have a study on earthen vessels, and that comes from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So we all have a vessel under our possession, and God, who is the master potter, forms man as he wills, shaping his life, purging dross, whatever needs be, to create vessels of honor and dishonor. Romans 9:21. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? There's a mentality in the world brought about by wicked education and perverted ideologies that our flesh and our body is the totality of who we are. Men and women are taught that the flesh, which is at enmity with God, is all mankind is, and living by every woman desire of it is a good thing. Romans 8:5-8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Consequently, when men obey the flesh, they yield themselves to clay, to dust, to a body that doesn't know good nor evil. The flesh consists of only those natural things that it knows, and is a part of man that must be controlled to serve a holy creator. Psalm 32:8-9. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Jude 1:10. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally, as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. This is why the scriptures describe those who are outside of the truth of God as dead in sin. Instead of yielding to the Lord who is life, and obeying the word in every facet of life, they hold to their flesh, pleasure, and the world which fulfills their flesh, choosing decay and sin over eternal life. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? When a man chastises his flesh before the Lord, humbly repenting of his rebellion, seeking to serve the Lord of life rather than to enjoy sin for a season, he's given the Holy Spirit, born by the will of God to produce good works and good fruit unto God, with the hope of salvation authored by Jesus Christ. Daniel 10:12. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. John 1:12-13. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Spirit brings control of the flesh, discernment of what is of the flesh and what is not, and conviction for yielding to dead works of the flesh, which cannot please God. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Galatians 5:22-24. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, also meaning self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. So our vessel of clay, now brought under control by yielding to the truth, is made a sacrifice acceptable unto God, for the Lord is a jealous God and a consuming fire. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Deuteronomy 4, 24. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Clay, when it is fired, is hard and waterproof, able to hold the living water that the Lord provides. New wine is put into new bottles, both being preserved for as long a time as needed. These illustrations help us understand the necessity of crucifying the flesh, obeying the truth, and receiving that which gives life as a result. John 4:13-14. Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Matthew 9:17. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Daniel 12, verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And that word in the Hebrew, made white, is laban. It also means become white, make bricks, basically to make brick. So you're purified, you're made white, you're tried, basically you're hardened up, all the dross is removed. So then, let us yield these earthen vessels, which are weak and feeble and prone to sin, to the Lord by sacrifice, and let us walk in the newness of life by the Holy Spirit, forsaking the wages of sin, which is death, laboring rather to enter into eternal life. So finally, Romans 6, 3-13. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So that was my study on earthen vessels.